Happy Monday out there, Team 42. It's your skipper here, Darius Dell, to present our macro minute for Monday, May 11th, 2026. Hope everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day out there. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there on Team 42. So as always, we'll start with the executive summary from today's lead-off morning note. So let's dive right in. Today's key macro question is, will President Trump anchor on soaring stock prices or soaring gas prices in negotiations with China and Iran this week? Our answer is President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping are set to meet on Thursday and Friday of this week to discuss global energy supplies, tariffs, and rare earth exports that continue to pressure global supply chains. POTUS is also expected to challenge Xi on China's posture toward Iran during the talks. This comes amid the U.S. and Iran rejecting each other's latest peace proposals tied to ending the 10-week conflict, underscoring how fragile the current ceasefire remains, with both sides still far apart on key issues. Saudi Aramco warned that the global oil market could require several months to normalize, even if the Strait of Hormuz were reopened immediately. For what it's worth, current betting odds have the Republican Party comfortably losing the House and at risk of losing the Senate, so the clock is ticking for POTUS to determine whether he wants a full military victory or a diplomatic resolution to the conflict in the Middle East. Definitely won't get both. so wrap it up there. And always we'll transition to our 42 macro dashboard and wrap up with a question from our community. This one's titled Yield Curve Control and Credit Spreads. It says, hey, Skipper, when we see yield curve control implementation, they're only managing U.S. Treasuries while the credit market remains in the hands of investors. Would that outcome not likely be widening spreads? Usually that's not so great for equities. How do you see that playing out? So the first thing I'll say is when you think about credit spreads, you want to kind of decompose what the drivers of credit spreads are. Principally, you're going to be worried about the business cycle. Where are we in the business cycle? Is the business cycle improving? Is it eroding? Or are we heading to a downturn or coming out of a downturn? When you think about the levels and momentum of credit spreads, that's going to be PC1. I would say PC2 would be the technicals in the fixed income market, whether it be technicals or for key issuers in the credit market, key industries in the credit market. Obviously, you think about the hyperscalers and all the debt that they've raised in recent months as being a key driver now, as well as the technicals in the broader fixed income market in terms of the supply demand of various segments of the credit market. And so when you kind of put those two things together in a yield curve control scenario, what's likely to happen is that you're going to depress the natural interest rate in the economy. You're going to depress the realized interest rate across the economy to a level that's probably below what the technicals in the fixed income market imply, which would ultimately result in a kind of a stimulative tailwind for the broader business cycle. So it's likely that yield curve control would ultimately perpetuate the business cycle, not truncated in a way that would cause a durable widening of credit spread. So that's positive at the margins. And secondarily, if you're talking about yield curve control, removing duration risk from global fixed income, ultimately you're going to, keeping that interest rate depressed relative to what a neutral level for the economy would suggest it should be, you're ultimately going to have more demand for the credit asset class because you're going to have investors reaching for yield because they're not getting the yield the ex-ante return that they need from treasury securities to support that asset class. So they're going to increasingly, in our opinion, look to the credit markets. There may be borrowers in the credit market that trade through treasuries at some point in the next 5 to 7 years, particularly if we saw a material deterioration in the U.S. dollar's status as a global reserve currency in the context of all the dynamics, the geopolitical dynamics that we've highlighted in our investing in a four-turner regime analysis. So I'll wrap it up there. Darius Dell here presenting our macro minute for Monday, May 11th, 2025, 2026. Everyone have a wonderful day out there. Best of luck. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Cheers.
Disclaimer, 42 Macro does not provide, and no portion of our content purports to be, individualized or specific investment advice, and 42 Macro does not provide investment advice to individuals. All information provided by 42 Macro is general in nature and is made without regard to individual levels of sophistication or investment experience, investment preferences, objectives, or risk parameters, and without regard to the suitability of the content for individuals or entities who may access it. No information provided by 42 Macro should be construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any security or investment vehicle, nor should it be construed as tailored or specific to you or consumer thereof. You understand and agree that our content does not constitute specific recommendations of any particular investment, security, portfolio, transaction, or strategy, nor does it recommend any specific course of action is suitable for any specific person or entity or group of persons or entities. At any point in time, the employees of 42 Macro may own a portion of or all the ETF securities discussed in 42 Macro Research content. 42 Macro Research content is based upon information from sources believed to be reliable. 42 Macro is not responsible for errors, inaccuracies, or omissions of information, nor is it responsible for the accuracy or authenticity of the information upon which it relies.